Venerable Geshe says, at a minimum, if we want to make our life meaningful, if we want to engage in spiritual practice, if we want to make our activity a spiritual path, then at the very least, our activities need to be helping us to reduce and eventually eradicate our delusions. This is, we can say, spiritual practice, means that spiritual activity, minimal, helping me to reduce and eventually eliminate delusions from my mind, my anger, my jealousy, my greed, my pride, and so on. And especially my self-grasping ignorance and my self-cherishing. If my activities are helping me to do that, we can say these are spiritual activities. If they're not, then I think probably we would say they are worldly activities. Worldly activities can be very well intentioned. They can be very noble. But if they're not helping me on the spiritual path, and the spiritual path means a path towards a state in which the mind is completely free from the delusions and their imprints, if it's not helping me, then it's worldly. You know, even we say like moral discipline is a cause of freedom. But, you know, if we practice pure moral discipline, then we're not certain that that moral discipline is going to be a cause of our attaining liberation and enlightenment. It might be a cause of us just taking a higher rebirth in our next life. So what comes as a result of our actions depends upon the intention that we have and the understanding that we have. If we practice moral discipline with an understanding of emptiness, for example, then that's pure moral discipline that will create the cause for us to experience pure freedom. So even though we are engaged in worldly activities, we're not doing anything negative. Maybe we're doing good things to help people. But still we're creating the cause to stay within that cycle, within that circle. The circle of impure life, the circle of suffering, samsara. What will come will be another unsatisfactory life, another life of suffering, frustration, dissatisfaction, and so on. So it's only by reducing and eventually eradicating delusions that I'm going to find this freedom, the freedom that I seek, this mental freedom that Geshe explained in the first session, this mental freedom in which all obstructions are removed from the mind, in which the mind experiences only bliss. To accomplish that and to be able to share that with others, to help others accomplish that, I must make the eradication of the delusions and their imprints in my mind my first priority. What could be more important than that? Who cares? From one point of view, from the point of view of my mind making its journey from one life to another, if during this life I didn't do anything to guide my mind in a pure direction towards liberation and enlightenment. Sorry. Then it was a waste of a life. From the point of view of my future life. Maybe in this life people praise me and they say, wonderful. Do you read obituaries? I mean, they are the most depressing things, because it's like, we talk about all of these things that this great person did, but it's like nothing really, just worldly success. worldly attainments. Nothing. Rarely do we read in an obituary how this person followed a pure spiritual path in their life, created the cause for themselves and others to find pure, lasting happiness. Okay, so now the question comes, isn't it? Geshe-la said that we should try to... since our worldly activities, since our activities do not come to an end, we should try to make our daily activities into spiritual activity. So this is the key. Yes, of course, we need to limit our worldly activities. But what is more important is to learn to transform what would otherwise be worldly activities into spiritual activities. And then, as Geshe-la says, our whole life will become spiritual. Imagine if we can transform. We still go to work. We still look after the kids. We still engage in all of our normal daily activities. But if they could become spiritual because we change our mind, we change our motivation, then they're no longer worldly activities. Then we are no longer wasting our life. Everything we do becomes meaningful. Everything we do is leading us on the path to liberation and enlightenment.